Welcome back, everyone. We're diving into AI security this time, specifically AI security posture management. Sounds pretty dense, right?
Yeah, it could be a bit much.
It really can. Luckily, one of you sent us a really interesting AI SPM buyer's guide, and we've got our expert here to help unpack it all. So think about this, like trying to secure a giant mansion, secret passages, hidden rooms, the whole nine yards,
right?
Versus, say, a studio apartment.
Yeah.
That's what AI security feels like right now. So many potential vulnerabilities. But before we get ahead of ourselves,
sure.
What exactly is AI SPM?
You can almost think of it like traditional security posture management.
Okay.
So protecting your cloud operations data, but with a laser focus on AI systems.
Gotcha.
And that means everything. The models themselves.
Yeah.
The data that's being used to train the models.
Right.
The applications they run. All of it, but, and this is a big but, okay. The real game changer here is that AI itself can be the security risk.
Oh, interesting.
It's not just about protecting AI, it's about protecting ourselves from AI.
Hmm.
Because it can be exploited, manipulated, and even turned malicious.
So you're saying this isn't some far-off threat, this is happening now.
Absolutely. Right. We're already seeing real-world examples of AI security breaches. Like, researchers at JFrog found that you're not going to believe this.
What?
A scary number of AI models can be tricked into running malicious code.
Really?
Yeah. So imagine someone sneaking harmful instructions into the core of an AI.
Wow.
That's basically what we're talking about with these attacks.
So instead of a hacker breaking into a system,
right,
they're manipulating the AI from within.
Exactly. It's like data poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
Sneaking in bad data during training.
Right.
So the AI learns to make harmful decisions.
Oh, wow.
And what's even wilder is the JFrog research highlighted how these vulnerabilities could be used to create, like, backdoors.
Oh, no.
In the systems. So attackers get unauthorized access.
See, now this is getting a little scary. What about those AI coding assistants everyone's using these days? Could those be vulnerable, too?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Researchers have already gotten AI coding assistants to generate malicious code.
No way.
Yeah, and these are supposed to help developers write better code.
Right.
But in the wrong hands, they can be used to, you know, insert vulnerabilities without anyone realizing.
Okay, you're making me rethink every AI-powered tool I use. It's like the Wild West out there. The article wasn't kidding. So how does AI SPM help us navigate this new frontier?
Well, it's all about creating a comprehensive strategy.
Okay.
To manage these emerging risks. And it's complex.
Yeah.
Because the AI landscape is so diverse.
Right.
So many types of AI systems, each with their own unique vulnerabilities.
Right. It's not just one type of AI we're talking about here.
Exactly.
So are there different approaches to AI SPM?
Totally.
Depending on what you're trying to protect.
Yeah. It's not one size fits all. Some vendors specialize in specific cloud platforms.
Okay.
So securing AI running on AWS, Azure.
Right.
While
really?
Others focus on specific aspects of AI security.
Gotcha.
Like securing those data pipelines used to train the AI models or protecting the models themselves from manipulation.
Okay, that makes sense. You'd need a different approach to, like, secure a self-driving car.
Right.
Versus, say, an AI chatbot.
Right, right.
Not just buying one tool and calling it a day.
Definitely not.
So what about the technology itself? Anything in the article jump out at you?
You know, one thing that caught my eye was this emphasis on agentless configurations.
Okay, in English, please. What does that even mean?
So basically, most AI SPM tools are designed to analyze and secure AI systems without needing to install anything directly on them.
Okay.
Which is huge.
Okay.
Because it avoids moving massive data sets around.
Right.
Which is both time consuming.
And probably not great from a security standpoint.
Very risky.
So it's like a remote security system for your AI?
Basically.
I can see why that would be a big deal. With all the data we're talking about.
Yeah, and it ties directly back to those AI threats we were talking about.
Okay.
With these agentless configurations, it's much harder for attackers to, you know, tamper with the models or the data because they're not directly interacting with those systems.
That's pretty smart. And I bet companies are willing to pay a premium for that kind of protection.
Well, that's where things get really interesting.
How so?
The article pointed out that pricing for AI SPM is all over the map.
Really? What kind of range are we talking here?
You've got some solutions, like Legit Security.
Okay.
They offer a per-developer pricing model.
Right.
Which can be, honestly, really affordable.
Okay.
Especially if you're a smaller company or a team just starting out with AI.
Right, because not everyone needs Fort Knox-level security right off the bat.
Exactly. But then you have other vendors locking in like six-figure contracts for their AI SPM platforms. And these usually come with, you know, a more comprehensive suite of features, dedicated support. And they're tailored for like larger enterprises with really complex AI deployments.
So it's like choosing between like, you know, a nimble startup versus like a seasoned security giant, It all depends on what you need and your budget. But it's not all, you know, massive contracts, enterprise level, The article mentioned some open source options for AI SPM too.
And that's great news for, well, anybody who's budget conscious. Or, you know, teams that just want to like dip their toes in before fully committing to a vendor.
Yeah, it's always cool to see open source stuff taking off. Shows that the community is like actively involved, in building safer AI, not just driven by, you know, dollar signs. Were there any specific open source projects that caught your eye in the article?
Two come to mind. First, there's Protect AI. They actually offer open source versions of some of their commercial tools. So you can kind of get a feel for their approach. Test the waters. See if it's right for you before, you know, spending any money.
It's a pretty good strategy by them, too. Give people a taste and hopefully they'll want the whole shebang. What was that second one you mentioned?
The second one is Orca Security's GOAT platform.
GOAT, like greatest of all time.
You got it.
Okay.
It's actually a free learning platform based on the OWASP Top 10 Risks for AI.
Hold on. Let's back up for a sec. For those who don't know, what is OWASP? Why is it relevant here?
So OWASP stands for the Open Web Application Security Project. It's a nonprofit. They've been like the leading voice in software security for years. And now they're, you know, taking that expertise to the AI world. Creating guidelines, best practices for building secure AI systems.
So this GOAT platform is using their expertise to what? Teach people about AI security risks. That's pretty cool. And it's a much friendlier name, honestly, than some of the other technical jargon we've been throwing around.
Makes you wonder what other like quirky names are hiding out there in the world of AI SPM. But jokes aside, the fact that these open source options exist, these resources are out there. It shows that the industry is taking accessibility and education seriously. And that is crucial, especially as AI becomes more and more a part of everything.
But even with all these tools and platforms, it's easy to get caught up in the technology and forget about, you know, us.
You know, I was just thinking that.
The human element. Because you could have the best AI security in the world, but if someone accidentally emails sensitive data to the wrong person or falls for a phishing scam.
The worst.
No amount of technology can really prevent that.
You're so right. AI SPM isn't just about the technology. It's about the people, the processes, too.
It's about building a culture of security. At every level.
You need to train people to spot the risks. Establish clear guidelines for development, deployment. And really foster this sense of shared responsibility.
It's like that old saying, a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. And in this case, that weakest link could be a single line of code, a misconfigured setting. Or, even just like a careless employee.
And that's why a truly comprehensive strategy needs to address all of it. The technical safeguards, the human element, the organizational processes.
It's a lot.
The technology helps us identify and mitigate risks.
But
it's up to us humans to actually use it effectively. And to like change our behavior accordingly.
So it's not just about buying some fancy new AI security tool and calling it a day. It's about like really rethinking how we approach security in this whole new age of AI. We need to be way more vigilant. More proactive, more aware of the pitfall.
1,000% And it brings up something that the article didn't really touch on. But it's been on my mind. As AI systems become more powerful, more autonomous, who's actually responsible when things go wrong?
Is it the developers? The companies that deploy it? The users? All of the above?
It's a tough question. No easy answers. And it's only going to become more and more important as AI seeps into everything.
Especially as we see AI being used in literally everything now. Healthcare, finance, self-driving cars.
It's everywhere.
The potential is huge.
Huge.
But the risks are too.
So yes.
If we don't get security right.
Right. Exactly. Mm. And while the article really hammered the technical side of AI SPM.
Sure.
I think this really highlights the ethical stuff too.
Right. Absolutely.
Right.
We can't just focus on like preventing these malicious attacks.
Right.
We need to make sure that AI is developed and used responsibly in the first place.
Exactly. It's not just protecting ourselves from AI.
Right.
It's about making sure it's used for good.
Okay.
That it's a force for progress.
Yeah.
Not a potential threat.
So it's not just about can we build it?
Yeah.
It's should we?
Yes.
And if we do, how do we build it responsibly?
Exactly.
That's the question.
That's the question.
With every AI development,
yes,
it's a delicate balance. We want all the amazing things AI can do,
right,
but not at the cost of, you know, our privacy, our security.
Yeah, yeah.
Or our values.
Exactly. It's not like we reached like peak AI security and we're done. It's going to be a constant thing.
Right, because it's always changing.
It's evolving so fast.
Yeah.
And what seems like some, you know, far off ethical thing today.
Right.
Could be a real problem tomorrow.
No,
you know?
Good point. It's almost like we need to be thinking about the ethics from the very beginning.
Yes.
Not just tacking it on at the end.
Exactly. It needs to be like built into the DNA of how we do AI from day one, from the initial design all the way through to, you know, deployment and beyond. We should always be asking, should we build it?
Right.
Not just can we? And if we do, how do we build it responsibly?
Yeah. It's a lot of responsibility, honestly, for developers and companies.
It is, which is why, you know, these conversations are so important. We need to keep talking about it.
Totally.
Keep raising awareness.
Yeah. We can't just ignore it and hope for the best. Got to be proactive. So any final thoughts for our listeners? Something to, you know, think about as they're navigating this crazy world of AI?
You know, it's funny, thinking about all this, the risks, the ethical stuff, makes you wonder, could all this focus on security actually like slow down innovation?
Oh, interesting.
Like, are we accidentally creating this environment of fear that's preventing us from, you know, really seeing what AI can do? And it's just something to consider.
That's a really good point. Like, I always think of that saying, you can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs, right? But we got to be careful about which eggs we're breaking and then how we clean up the mess afterwards.
Exactly.
Finding that balance, right? Between caution and being so like risk averse that we don't do anything new.
100%.
Well, this has been a fascinating deep dive.
Yeah, it really has.
I really appreciate you, you know, breaking it all down for us.
Happy to do it. These are important conversations.
They really are. And to everyone listening, thank you so much for joining us on this journey into the world of AI security. This is just the tip of the iceberg.
It really is.
There's tons more out there. Lots of it's in that buyer's guide that you sent. Definitely check it out if you want to keep learning. But until next time, stay curious and stay informed.